engaging thrusts downward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thrice with Thrice's Download, coming with a late night episode. Didn't mean to go this late to do my episode, just had a lot going on today, and that's what I'm going to talk about today with Winging It Through Wednesday. That's what the title of this episode is called, and we're going to go right into getting an esoteric definition here of what Wednesday means to me. In that sense, it represents connection. Wednesday is a day of Mercury. Symbolic words for Mercury are adaptability, agility, alertness, articulation, cleverness, communication, comprehension, curiosity, expression, information, inquisitiveness, interpretation, mobility, swiftness, thoughts, trickery, versatility, and writings. Wednesday is a day of communication, making connections, thinking. It is the middle of the week, connecting the past and the future, the turning point. Today, I analyze my efforts thus far, paying attention to the details and fine points. I refine my plans and map out my strategies, bringing my intent into conscious awareness. Wednesday is a good day to collect information, study, or take a class that uses the rational mind. It is a great day for writing. So, I take this concept of connection in order to, like it said, it is the middle of the week. I use it as a day to connect what has happened to what will happen. And not just connecting the week alone, but connecting the month, the year, the entirety of my life, really. I like to use Wednesday as a day to reflect on everything. My emotional state of existence, my physical state, what have I done eating-wise, you know, physical health, have I done enough exercise this week? And even in the aspect of my own magic practices of, you know, studying meditation and doing any kind of ritual or ceremonial aspects, what have I done to better enhance myself and what can I do in the days to come? And you can really tie that in to anything in your day. You don't have to practice anything mystical or strange or different, not strange, but you can just be going about your work week, and this can be with your business associates or with coworkers, your boss. Looking at what's happened already Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you could start this at the beginning of Wednesday and use all of Wednesday to do this, or you can use the end of Wednesday to do this, where throughout Wednesday you're kind of looking at everything, getting it all together, and then at the end you sit down, you really reflect, and you plan to move forward. So by the end of the week, you're done. You're wrapped up. You're finished. Everybody's got what they need from you. Nobody's complaining. Any questions have already been answered. All problems have been solved. And that is a beautiful thing about breaking down these days. And that's why every now and then I'm going to retouch back again on the symbolic representation of these days in our consciousness as a culture. Because that's really what it comes down to, is we already, you know, Wednesday being the hump day, getting over the hump through the week. It's a full conscious aspect of what everybody really looks at it, because we've created this economic culture where we're working all the time. The marketplace is always going, but Monday through Friday are the main days, and then you got Saturday and Sunday, so Wednesday is just generally the middle day. So, just like how Monday is the beginning of a work week, and in Christian culture, Sunday is the Sabbath, so that's why Monday is that beginning day. But anyways, looking at this aspect of how to handle your week is something we've touched on here before, and it's something that it all starts with communication, and connection and communication are one and the same. The difference is connection is kind of an overall description. Communication is a very specific description between consciousnesses. So when I say consciousnesses, I mean what you most physical science would call animals or physical beings. Physical conscious beings, So things that are conscious have a form of communication or a way of connecting to one another via it verbal vibrations or to nonverbal vibrations, such as gestures in the aspect of the light and vision, or vibrations in the sense of telepathy on a binaural frequency aspect. So, this connectedness through communication is a beautiful thing to reflect on during this day, because this is a day that you can connect to those around you also, not just in the business sense, but in your personal sense. And again, this doesn't have to be any kind of magical practice. This can be just a psychological tribute to the physical and how maintaining your relationships, whether in business or in a social setting, you will always find better development when you properly maintain those relationships. You give those relationships love and care, just like growing any kind of food source or any kind of plant just for fun. If you have any kind of plant or any kind of fungus, any kind of yeast or bacteria, and you go to grow them, they require this relationship. They require this tender, loving care. And using, again, going back to this middle day of the week, if you have any kind of things that you're caring for, such as animals, kids, ferments or plants, you know, food sources in your home, herbs, spices, anything you're caring for where you're in charge of maintaining its life source, its health, as far as, because we're in this controlled environment, having that middle day is a great day to, hey, ooh, I need to make sure I water this plant. And having that emergency day in your week, I mean, you can do it twice a week. You can really set Wednesday and Saturday. Wednesday is a middle day, Saturday is a wrap-up day. And you don't have to follow these standard days. This is all just something that has been passed down through culture. When I use these esoteric references to these days, it's really just a cultural reference of more of a Western esoteric feel. I mean, at least Mercury, that's telling me a Roman aspect relating to Hermes. So, anyways, folks, that's what I got for you for winging it through Wednesday. Remember, you know, it is up to you to really cause the difference in your life and to lay down the foundation of whether it's magic or it's psychological, physical. It comes down at the end of the day, what are you going to do to make the difference in your life? Are you going to get through that day? That's why I'm doing a podcast here at 1 in the morning on technically Thursday for Wednesday, because of the fact that I'm just finishing up here and I realized, hey, I should get this done. Because this will help me wrap up the end of my week and I won't be behind, you know? So, that's what I got for you today, folks. Hope you enjoyed. This is Thrice with Thrice's Download. You can check me out on lifeislifetraining.com as well as spreaker.com/user/Thrice. You can even check me out on Facebook, Thrice's Download, and even get in touch with me with Thrice, you know, Andrew James Saida. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Remember, follow, share, like, please. Trying to get numbers up there so we can get on some other programs here, just like Stitcher, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. So, hope you all enjoyed, and remember, it all begins with you.